Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie, and welcome to program number 618 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week we're putting the spotlight on the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands radio series that aired during World War II. We've got some great big bands we're going to be hearing today, beginning with Harry James, as broadcast on October 24th, 1942.
Well, sir, we can all relax after that one. But do you all know what it really means to refresh yourself? It's very simple. There's nothing to it but ice-cold Coca-Cola. Just pause a moment anywhere you find that Coke is offered. Tip the famous frosty bottle to your lips. And what do you find when you find Coca-Cola? A certain unique quality of refreshment. There's something original about it. A taste and a way of refreshing that you never fail to enjoy and appreciate. In fact, the only thing like Coca-Cola in anybody's experience is Coca-Cola itself. A lovely voice belonging to a lovely lady is turned over to the task of pleasing the man of the United States Navy receiving barracks here in Brooklyn as Helen Forrest sings, I had the craziest dream last night.
Thank you.
The spotlight points with pride to the United States Navy Receiving Barracks here in Brooklyn, New York, to its commanding officer, Commander R.W. Twiest, its officers and its men. For here is where American men of the land come to take their first step toward the sea in their desire to become men of the United States Navy, to prepare to take their posts on the decks of the mighty steel vessels of victory, which are daily sailing the seas. Uncle Sam's newfound fighting sons of freedom, in whose hearts liberty finds her home, her protection, her strength. Their creed is in their courage, their bravery is in their belief, and they're here to invest those qualities in the stronghold of democracy, the fighting forces of the United States. They'll work hard, they'll fight hard, until their job is done. And the same spirit that hastened them here will hasten victory on her way. And so to you, officers and men of the United States Navy Receiving Barracks here in Brooklyn, your nation, through the spotlight, sincerely points with pride. Tonight, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands owes a vote of thanks to the makers of Chesterfields for letting us borrow Harry James from his regular three-a-week program to play here for the men of the United States Navy Receiving Barracks. They are good neighbors, and here's a good tune that's been doing mighty well on their own good program, the Backbeat Boogie.
This is Harry James, and thanks to the men of the United States Armed Forces, we were here in the Saturday Night Spotlight. So thanks to the men of the United States Armed Forces.
Yes, sir, and thanks to Harry James, we'll now hear his famous musical signature signed in the Coca-Cola guest register. It's been night number 30 for the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands, and we've already marched 37,295 Spotlight miles. Monday night, we're sending Les Brown to Maryland to play for the officers and men at Fort Meade. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday nights, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands will continue its giant swing around the country. And on Saturday night, you'll hear the Spotlight Champion of Champions. That's the band elected number one by the votes of servicemen throughout the nation. So, boys, remember, if you're wearing a uniform, you can vote for your favorite band by dropping a note to the Coca-Cola Company, Atlanta, Georgia. And if your Army post or naval base sends the most votes in ratio to the number of its total personnel, we'll send you a Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands program within 30 days. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola, for ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And tomorrow on another network, the Coca-Cola Company presents Andre Kostolanitz and his orchestra, the eminent American violinist Albert Spaulding, and a singing guest, Helen Jepsen, famous soprano of the Metropolitan. Consult your local newspaper for time and details. This broadcast to Richie Yankton at the Naval Receiving Barracks is sponsored for the entertainment of the personnel. And since the Navy Department does not endorse any product, it's not intended as an endorsement. And now this is Gil Newsom reminding you that Monday night the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands will be at Fort Meade in Maryland with Les Brown. And saying see you then for the Coca-Cola Company. Good night. This is the Blue Network.
That was Harry James on the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands from October 24th of 1942. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you like featured, send your request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, be sure to check us out on our social media outlets on Facebook and X, formerly Twitter. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, want to acquire one for your own collection and own personal use, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word. V-A-N, B, two E's, and a K. And I've got some great fully restored sets available for you now, many with Bluetooth capability. Getting back to our Spotlight on the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands, we've got Les Brown as Band of Renown. This broadcast aired on March 2nd, 1945.
There's assembly! For all you members of the American Armed Forces and your allies, a rebroadcast of the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands.
Presenting in person and in the spotlight, one of America's favorite singers, Morton Downey, and one of America's favorite bands, Les Brown.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. This is Les Brown saying thanks for Morton Downey and the whole gang. It was a big thrill boarding that Chattanooga choo-choo and heading down here to visit you textile workers. But the biggest thrill of all is the welcome you just gave us. So we want to show you how much we appreciate it by playing when you want us to and what you want us to.
Well, swell, Les, and since the when is now and the what is blue skies, let's get going with that music. Thank you. Well, sir, the latest addition to the Les Brown Waxworks is a recording of a brand new song, and here's Doris Day to sing it now, Home for a Little While. Presenting Morton Downey.
Thank you very much, everybody. Well, I guess I better stop then and start singing for you folks. And the song is Cole Porter's.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, There's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time we say goodbye. Allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song, but how strange the change from major to minor every time we say goodbye. Every single time we
presenting the tenor sax of Ted Nash and the singing of Doris Day in Tain't Me. We'll be right back.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Les Brown on the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands from March 2nd, 1945. Rounding out our look at the trio of Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands broadcast, this one goes back to November 27th of 1943 and features the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
The Coca-Cola Company presents the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. And here's tonight's Spotlight Roll Call. Duke Ellington?
Here!
The Duke Ellington Spotlight Band?
Here!
The War of Buffalo, New York?
Here!
And tonight's first Spotlight tune, Blue Skies, right about here. Tonight, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands has sent us into Buffalo, New York, of Trico Products Corporation.
Our production schedule calls for plenty of music and quick delivery.
Right, Duke, with your latest composition. It's Lawrence Brown's trombone, Albert Hibbler's voice, and Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what says. Why people tear the seam of visible truth is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. You have been seen with someone, but does that mean that I've been untrue? Though we're apart, words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but these do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will.
When the spotlight's on refreshment, it's Coca-Cola, the drink whose quality has made it a symbol of the friendly American way of living around the world. The spotlight goes to town with a popular Ellington recording. The label reads Slip of the Lip with vocal by Ray Nance.
Don't talk too much. Don't say so much. Now, Jack, don't you be so hip. Slip the lip, sink a ship. Don't see so much. Hey, boy, don't you jive too much. Now, Jack, don't you be so hip. Slip the lip, sink a ship. Boys have ears. Night has eyes, so let's be wise. We'll trick those nasty spies. Shh, don't talk too much. Shh, don't say so much. Now, Jack, don't you be so hip. Slip the lip, might sink a ship. Shh. Shh. everybody very, very tight now. So bodacious to be loquacious.
And here's the date on job number 4.
Inspection?
By the war workers of Draco Products.
Assembly?
By the Duke Ellington crew.
Delivery?
By the Johnny Hodges Sachs and his sentimental lady. From an American soldier somewhere a few thousand miles away comes a letter with these words.
I'll tell you another thing I would sure go for right now, and that's a Coca-Cola. My mouth is absolutely watering for one.
For many Americans overseas, that Coke is not so far away, for Coca-Cola is bottled on the spot in over 35 allied and neutral countries round the globe. And there, our soldiers by the thousands enjoy the goodness of its cheery refreshment, just as you do here at home. It's a spotlight preview tonight, for Duke Ellington is presenting a goodly sample of the kind of music he'll make at Carnegie Hall on December 11th. And right now, it's an advance showing of I Wonder Why, sung by Betty Roche.
Hey,
Yes, sir. Duke Ellington will keep production moving with music after the broadcast, and now he keeps it rolling with Rockin' in Rhythm. His musical signature in the Coca-Cola guest register, it's been night number 372 for the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. We've marched 471,702 Spotlight miles. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. We'll be right back.
Staten Island, New York, with music by Tommy Dorsey, and saying, see you then, for the Coca-Cola Company. Good night.
Duke Ellington on the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. It's Bing Crosby time, our Bing Sings feature for the week, and we've got an air check from 1953 with Bing joined by Ziggy Ellman for And the Angels Sing.
We meet and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. You speak and the angels sing. Or am I reading music into every word? Suddenly the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight beaming, silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming, through it all your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing, and though it's just a gentle murmur at the start, we kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in my heart.
Up on the studio wall tells me it's time to close up shop for another week of Nostalgia Radio Time. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening, and hope you'll join me again next week for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Feel free to email me with your song requests, your old-time radio show requests, or any comments you have about the program. Send them all to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, be sure to check us out on our social media outlets on Facebook and X, formerly Twitter. I like Twitter better than X. X just doesn't make any sense. But nevertheless, you can tweet or X to me or whatever you want to do there at NRT with GVB. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, want to acquire a set for your own collection, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. It's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K. I've got a lot of great restored sets available for you, now many with Bluetooth capability. So until we meet again next week, I'm Greg Van Beek saying so long for now.